You're listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show.
We have the very special Mayette Newell in the studio with us. She is the director filmmaker of something we'd all know, which is the Gaby Baby documentary movie that sparked a national debate in Australia when it was banned across schools. This was going on at the same time marriage equality was getting debated and we were having that horrific discussion out loud and in public. She's made a new film. And it's this documentary that is told through the eyes of a 10-year-old little boy. I'm not going to try and explain it. First of all, welcome to the show, Maya.
Welcome.
Lovely to be back.
Oh, it's great to have you. Can you explain your film documentary to our listeners that will do it justice rather than me?
Sure. So In My Blood It Runs, similar to Gaby Baby, follows the life of a child, this time a 10-year-old Arundagaro boy who's growing up in Alice Springs at Hidden Valley Town Camp. And he's this exuberant, intelligent, witty child healer. He speaks multiple Indigenous languages, but we follow him as he faces scrutiny from the education system, from police, and suffers, you know, the threat of being removed from his family. So the film, again, I suppose, this is a film about family, like Gaby Baby, but it's about a family trying to fight to keep their child safe in the face of, you know, what no family should be experiencing in from a, you know, first world Western country.
Mm. And you drew on personal experience for Gaby Baby, but did this one also touch a personal note?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a non-Indigenous person, but I think it's really nice in this context and here on Joy FM to talk about Gaby Baby and how it relates, because both films are about the voices of children. Mm. And in Gaby Baby, I'm a child from raised by same-sex parents, and I was worried about how children were being represented in amongst the marriage equality debate. We were being told that we were not good enough over and over again.
Deliberately targeted by the No campaign.
And I think what I learnt making that film is how important it is for people to control their own representation. And so going into In My Blood It Runs, I've been working with Arunda Mob in the desert for the last 10 years or so. But we really sort of sat down and went, how can we tell this story in a way that feels right? As, you know, as a non-Indigenous director, when we built this structure of consultation where those in the film had creative control and a board of advisors that sat around the story that ensured that the agency remained with them. And we had workshops from early on, from early messaging stage, all the way through from assembly to rough cut to fine cut. And I think it's really important to mention that, because it's not the status quo in documentary. No. But, you know, really proud of this film to be able to, at some level, you know, authentically represent what it might feel like to walk in the shoes of a 10-year-old First Nations child growing up in Australia.
Wow, I get goosebumps when just listening to you talk about it. You tend to also make sure that your work gets a reaction and has a greater cause. Do you want to talk about the work behind all the messaging and the momentum that you're creating?
Sure. So, we were really lucky with this project to have the benefit of philanthropic support to be able to actually raise
cash
so to support through Good Pitch Australia to support a campaign for change. And that means that when we first sat down with families in the desert, we knew we could give back to them. Yep. And so they have outlined a number of social change goals that they'd like to see changed. And the first one is around First Nations-led education. Mm. I should probably take a step back and say the film really is about how First Nations children's identities are missing, not respected, not taught, not made space for in our education system.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the core issue of the film. And it's also what his grandmothers, post the film and during the release, are fighting for. So we're taking this film to Parliament on the 25th of February to present to our leaders.
Yeah, that is next week.
Annie, there's this scene in the film that is chilling where it's an English-speaking school teacher in a non-Indigenous school talking about James Cook, the First Fleet, and this is how Australia was formed. And there's this Indigenous little boy looking so confused because it's not matching the stories that his family, that he'd learnt through growing up.
Yeah, that's right. And it actually also matches the grand narrative of how, as a country, we see it's not just in that classroom, right? It's, you know, Captain Cook is our hero. He discovered Australia. well, what about, you know, the 65,000 plus years that Aboriginal people were here first?
Yeah.
But I think experiencing that through the eyes of a child and Dwan as he's sitting there is a very different thing to just to knowing that and living through Australia Day. You know, we are really walking along by his side for, you know, an hour and a half in a very sort of privileged point of view.
Yes.
If you've just joined us, we're with Maya Newell, who is debuting her powerful new documentary, In My Blood, It Runs, which is hitting cinemas, including Cinema Nova in Melbourne, next week.
Yeah, 20 opens in cinemas nationally. And
I want to sit in a proper cinema to watch this film because it sounds so brilliant. But I wanted to talk about, it sounds like there's a lot of effort involved with making a film where you are doing such thorough research, and it seems like other filmmakers aren't stepping up to the plate, really, when it comes to tackling these issues. Like, do you think it is sad that it's so new, I suppose?
Well, I mean, I suppose in terms of, like, getting to the heart of a story, as I said before, I've been working alongside these elders and a lot of the people on the advisory board for the last 10 years or so. So before I started making Gaby Baby, actually, and I had the privilege to be invited to support and make short films with Arunda elders about the empowering work that they're doing to educate children in language and culture and identity. And this was sort of the story, I suppose, that is not told. You know, here we have children who are, yeah, fluent in their first, second, third languages, they know their grandparents' song lines, they're confident out on their country, yet they come into the education system and are treated like, or they feel like failures and treated like failures. So I think, you know, there's this very tricky question that as a country we should ask ourselves, like, how do we measure success? And through whose lens are we measuring success? Because when I met Dwan, he's the lead. He's this, you know, just outrageously charismatic and witty and intelligent young person who sort of is at that age where you're becoming cognizant of the world around you. He's making sense of, you know, big adult issues like juvenile justice and, you know, like torture in our Australian youth detention systems. Something that 10-year-olds should not have to be comprehending. But he's this beautiful conduit to understanding that world. And he's really magnetic on screen as well. He really wanted to be in a film, so we had to navigate
he's
that.
He's gorgeous. He's like, he just exudes this energy and connection. It's amazing.
And very exciting. Last week on Thursday, we actually opened the publicity and the national cinema release on the ground where some of the first scenes were shot in Hidden Valley Town Camp in Alice Springs. And they haven't had a public event there, like, ever, or at least in over 20 years. And it was a completely community-run event. There was a red carpet with an Aboriginal flag and a media wall, and Carol, who's Dwan's grandmother, opened with traditional Arunda dances, and everyone was there and spoke very proudly. So it was a beautiful start. So from Hidden Valley to Canberra, Parliament House.
Amazing. That's, first of all, congratulations. Like, it's not an easy piece of work, and it's much bigger than any one of us sitting around the table today. And I, you know, credit to you for doing that. I think it's an incredible thing. Best of luck for the 20th for the launch. So if people want to find out more information, where can they go?
You can go to inmybloodatruns.com/screenings, and there are screenings all over the country. Here in Melbourne, you can see it at Cinema Nova. I really encourage people to go for that opening weekend, because for independent films, it just won't stay on if you don't go.
That's a really good point.
And if there isn't a screening near you, you can actually host your own screening. In any cinema across Australia.
Party at your house.
We could hire the St Kilda Beach and do an Annie and Ando out in the open evening cinema.
I would love that.
Let's talk to our publicity team.
that's me. I say yes. There's also a tab called Take Action on the website if you want to get involved in some of that campaigning that is happening that goes alongside this movie as well. Thank you so much for coming on Annie and Ando, Maya.
Thanks, Maya.
Lovely to be here. Thanks.
Cheers.
That was Annie and Ando. Remember, you can catch them live every Monday afternoon on Joy 94.9.